Okay, so we got well into Vav and Aleph yesterday. So the Gemara had been discussing Machlokas, whether or not the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot is the same as the Avnet or of the Kohen Gadol. Machlokas, whether they're the same one. So the interesting Or Sameachas yesterday, Or Sameach says this Machlokas, whether or not the Avnet was the same as the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot or not, is dependent on another Hakira, whether or not the Kohen Gadol is viewed as a Kohen Hedyot plus, or he's a completely different person. If you view him as a Kohen Hedyot just plus more, so that means they share four begadim in common, so the Avnet, which is one of the four begadim, should be exactly the same, and just add an additional four begadim. But if you say it's a completely different Gavra, then there's room to say that even the Avnet, which they share, could be completely different, in one being Kalayim, one being not. Interesting Or Sameach, he says. So the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol v'chulei. So the Mishnah told us that you separate the Kohen Gadol from his bias, and you send him off to the Lishchas Parhedrin. Mafrishin Kohen Gadol mi'beisel l'lishchas Parhedrin. So the Gemara asks, Lama Mafrishin, why do you have to separate him? We're asking you, Lama Mafrishin. Okay, the Kamarina, we've been working this whole past five blot. Why do we separate? Either Rabbi Yochanan Kedisle, either Reish Lakish Kedisle. Because one of them learns from Shivasi Meim Lum, the other one learns from Mahar Sinai. So no matter how you slice it, they have a source. So why all of a sudden is the Gemara and Vavam and Alf ask, why do you separate? So the Gemara clarifies, no, the question is, Hachi Kamar, Mi Beiso Lama Pirish. Why do you separate from the house? So the Machlokas is showing what exactly this question means, mi beis olam apirish. Why does he separate from his house? So you look at Rashi. Rashi says, mi beis olam apirish. It's around halfway down the narrow lines. Mi beis olam apirish. Mi ishto olam apirish. Rashi is going to the understanding of our Mishnah, where Mishnah says, the beis of zu ishto. When it says beis, it doesn't mean his house. Literally, it means his wife, who's called a house. So Meishta Lama Pirish. So Tavo Isha Imosham, let his wife come with him to the Lishkas Parhedrin. Sherei Al Karchach Lishkas Parhedrin Lo Haisa Kedusha. There's no Kedusha. How do you know there's no Kedusha in Lishkas Parhedrin? It was in the Azara, off the Azara. Shein Yeshiva Bazara, Ela Lamalchi Beis David, Kol Shein Shiva. Talacha is that in the Azara itself, no one's allowed to sit unless you come from the lineage of Beis David. And certainly one can't lie down. So if the Kohen Gadol is going to Lishchas Parhedrin, and he's going to sleep there, he's there throughout the day and throughout the night, so the fact that he's allowed to sleep there must be that there's no Kedushas Azara there. So if there's no Kedushas Azara, so then have his wife be with him there. So that's the Kumar's question. Why does his wife have to be separate from the husband? You look at Tosas, the bottom Tosas, me base a lot of Pirish. She says, Pirish Rashi, he quotes Rashi saying, Tavo Ishto Imo Sham, Sharei Akarchach Lishchas Parhedrin Lo Haisa Kedusha. Shein Yeshiva Be'azara Kol Shein Shchiva. So that's all a quotation from Rashi. Asks Tosas for Kashalom. Dinihi delo kadisha kedushas azara. Okay, fine. I'll grant you that it doesn't have the kedushas azara to it. But mikomakom kahar bayis haisa. It had the kedusha at least of har bayis. It was a chamber that was outside the base of Midrash, but it was still in har bayis. And what's the kedusha of har bayis? Damrina beperk chadas. The Gemara in Zvachim. The whole har bayis machane leviyahu. It has the kedusha of machane leviyah. Although it's not Machan Shchi, it's Machan Levia. So what's the Kedusha of Machan Levia?
You almost got it with your pilpul. So both of you, it's a great learning. The genius is learning. I ruined it. I'm sorry.
Chas v'shalom. So says the Gemara, it says Tosos, continuing, U'bal keri eino rashai likonis b'machan Levia. We're in the middle of Tosos down the bottom. We'll get you in a second. Which finishes Tosfos. So the Kedusha of Har Bais, which is Machan Leviyah, a Baal Keri is not allowed to be there. Damar Pesachim Perik Elu Devarim, Zav V'chol Zav, Lirabos Baal Keri, that we see from the Gemara Pesachim that we remember from a few months ago, that a Baal Keri can't be in Har Bais. So how could Rashi think that the question of the Gemara is that his wife joins in the Lishchas Parhedrin if he becomes a Baal Keri, so he's not allowed to be there? There's an Issa to be in the Har Bais with Tumas Keri. Eliyesh lefarish mi beso. So what does mi beso? Lama pirish. Why is he separate at all? Havlon lemeimar sheyafrisha lemechila achas bahar bais. Let him go to one of the mechilas, one of the tunnels below. And the Gemara Pesachim tells us also the mechilas lo nitzkachu. The tunnels below har bais did not have the status kedusha. So why go to the lishka? So the question of the Gemara was as follows: the Gemara wants to know why do we separate the Kohen Gadol from his house? So what does it mean separate from his house? So Rashi means mi beso means ishto, his wife. So why separate from his wife? Let his wife come with him to Lishchas Parhedrin. Tosfos says, what do you mean? He can't go to Lishchas Parhedrin. Lishchas Parhedrin was situated on the Har Bais. Har Bais, he and his wife have tashmish, he becomes Balkari. A Balkari is not allowed to be a Machna Levia. So Tosa says, no, the question is, why didn't we separate him to the Michilos, to the tunnels below Har Bais? That's Tosa's understanding of this Gemara. Now, others say, I think it's a Chassam Sofer in the back I saw quoted, and said a very interesting idea, that the Isser of a Balkari on Har Bais is only a person who already is a Balkari cannot enter into Har Bais. But to become a Balkari on Har Bais is not a problem. That's the Tziv says that.
What about Nida? Did we discuss about that?
I don't remember where Pesachim talks about Nida. I think Nida cannot be either. I don't remember that.
That's another why he should be Polish.
I met that too also, right? But I don't remember. I could be wrong. I don't remember about Nida. Okay, and there are other Rishonim who explain the question differently. So either way, so why? So let's take Rashi's interpretation. Why is his wife have to be separate from the Kohen Gadol? Let him go with her husband, the Kohen Gadol, to Lishchus Barhedjin. Oh, another opinion is that they go together. Whoever said they're having Tashmish, they could still be with each other. Pas Pesalo, just have her accompany him. So Gemara says as follows.
But Rashi says al Kohecha Lishkat Barhedrin lo yita kedusha.
Right, he doesn't have kedusha. So Tosa said, "There's no kedusha of kedusha's azara, which is a machne shechina." But Tosa says there is kedusha of a lesser level machne levia.
The whole place has kedusha.
Right. Why are
we in the
Gemara? We are right now the Gemara. Tan, you see the two dots, Mafrish and Cohen.
We stopped yesterday with the two dots. There's another two dots.
We started at the two dots. We got to those two dots, and we're a few lines down. Tanya. See Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda?
Tanya, yes.
I knew you'd find that word. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, ben Besera Omer, Shema Timata Ishto Safek Nida Vyavola. What's the concern? Why does he have to separate from his wife? Why not bring his wife with him? And what I said is because what happens, maybe his wife is going to be a Safek Nida, and they're going to have Tashmish. And if it becomes Tashmish, so then he's going to be what's called a Boel Nida. And a Bal Nida has Tuma, and he's not going to be able to perform the Avodah. You look at Rashi. Actually, not that Rashi. We'll see Rashi in a moment. Before we get to that Rashi, I'm going to ask Atu B'Rishai. Ask you, are we dealing with Rishayim? If his wife says, I'm Safik Nida, I'm not sure if I'm Nida or not.
Rashi's to the right, right?
Yes, to the right, yeah. So the Gemara says again, so what's the concern according to Rabbi Yehuda and Besera? That his wife's going to be a Safik Nida. And then they're going to have Tashmish. Gemara says, B'Rishoy Eskinon, we're dealing with Rishon. If his wife's a Safek Nida, he shouldn't have Tashmish with her. So Gemara says, no, what I mean to say is, Elo, Shema Yavo Al Ishto, maybe they'll have Tashmish, and then afterwards find out that Tim's a Safek Nida, and they'll find out after the fact that she was in fact a Safek Nida at the time. So it wasn't that she was a Safek Nida and then they had Tashmish, because that would be a Rasha who does that. It must be a case where after the Tashmish, they realize, we'll see in the case where you find that, after the fact they realize, maybe she may have been Nida at the time. Because of that concern, the Gemara says the halacha is to separate entirely from them.
So there's two separate reasons why you separate. One separation is just you should be in a designated location, like the Miluim or like the like Be'er Sinai. I don't know what the nature of that separation is. It doesn't sound like it has to be from your wife. Just you have to be in a designated location for a period of time before. And then there's a separate requirement of separation from your wife for this reason.
That's what it sounds like, exactly. So let's understand this. So the 7 days of Miluim, what was going on there? There was a process of Tara that was going on, and we have that here also. We haven't seen it yet. There's a sprinkling of the mechatas and the waters. There's a Tara process which is preparing them. There's a second concern, separating from the wife, lest he become tamer. I think those are the two levels. Now the Achorim argue, what's the nature of the Shivas Yimeim before Yom Kippur? Is it because of Tara, like I just said? Or is it because of Kedusha entering? So I think they say if it's about, I forget how they say it, but they say it's Tully on Har Sinai versus Shivas Me'emlum, whether it's a din of Tara or a din of Kedusha. I think if it's a din in Kabbalah Satorah, it might be a din more of Kedusha. If it's a din of Shivas Me'emlum, it's more a din of Tara. But those are more of a positive cleansing and preparation, as opposed to the separating from the wife is just a concern lest he become Tamer. So if you look at Rashi now, towards the bottom of the narrow lines, he says, Ela Shema Yavo al Ishto v'acharkach Timsa Safek Nida. She Timsa Dam al Hasadin, She Kanchabo. So after Tashmish, they might find Dam after the fact on the sheet. They weren't sure if the dam came before, during, or after. And the halacha is, psukim say, ubol nid, that says Rashi, tamei shivas yamim.
Even if you go to the mikveh?
Even if you go to the mikveh, let's say after Tashmish you find dam.
Yeah.
So then there's a concern, when did the dam come out? Maybe the dam came during Tashmish, or right before Tashmish, and it wasn't noticed.
So how do you find out?
We'll see in a second, they're different, depending how shortly after Tashmish you find it. If you find it mamish right afterwards, there's a concern that maybe it's their mamish. Right. The bol nida, the man who has tashmish with the nida, the din is he's tamish shivas yamim. V'yehei aser lavo b'mikdash v'yom ha-kippurim. And someone who has a status of bol nida can enter the base of mikdash on yom ha-kippurim. So that's the concern. So therefore, because this may happen, we say separate from your wife even all 7 days of prior to Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara, Amru Rabbanon Kami de Rabbi Yechizda. The Chachamim, the Talmidim said in front of Rabbi Yechizda, Kimana, who says this? It must be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva must be the one who's concerned that she might be a Safi Nida. Damar, the Gemara Nida tells us, Nida mitama es Boala. So, a Nida is mitama Boala. Now, everyone agrees that a Nida is mitama Boala. If she's Vada Nida, then the Boal Nida is Vada Tame. The question is in case of Safik. If she's a Safik Nida, so Rabbi Kiva held here a more machmir approach, that a Safik Nida will be Metami the Baala, the one who's being Baal her. And the Rabbanan the Gemara continues, Amri A Nida Metami is Baala. The Chachamim thing, no, if she's a Safik Nida, then a Safik Nida will not be Metami the Baala. So this opinion must be according to Rabbi Kiva, who's Choshesh, that the Baala will be Metami if she's Safik Nida. So Rav Chista responds back to the Talmidim, Amr Lahu, Rav Chista, Afilu Timir Rabbanon. Even Rabbanon will agree in this case, it's possible that even though it's a suffix, it will be Metama the Baal, the husband. Why? Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanon aleh de Rabbi Kiva ela ba'acher acher. When do the Chacham argue in Rabbi Kiva and say that it's not Metame the Baal, it's ba'acher acher, when there's, we'll see in Rashi in a second, where it's very far afterwards, meaning that, say, 10 minutes pass after Tashmish and then they see Dam. That's when Rabbanan say that it won't be metame the husband. Aval bechad acher, one acher, meaning one delay, just a few moments, even the Rabbanan will agree, modela. So now, if they have tashmish, and moments afterwards, there's dam there, even the Chacham will agree that the husband was metame, we assume during tashmish there is nida. If it's a few minutes later, then Rabbi Kiva thinks it's still enough concern that the husband is metame. Chacham say, no, that's too far away, we assume that he's not metame. So there's a couple of long rashis here. I guess I don't have to read all of them. But that's the basic idea. That really the machlokas is how soon afterwards did they see the dam? So it's really a Gemara in Nida. Let's go weiter now. I'm a Rabbi Zera. Shema Mina, we learn from here that Bo'al Nida eino kinida v'tovel b'yom. We learn from here that a Bo'al Nida is not mamish like a Nida, and they're tovel during the daytime. Why? Because di amrit Bo'al Nida kinida, if they had mamish the same din, emas tovel. So when does a nida go to the mikvah? Nida goes to the mikvah, but laila at nighttime. So lemachar, if we do the calculations, so he has to separate 7 days. So now the 7th day is complete, and it's Erev Yom Kippur. So he can't go to the mikvah during the daytime. So he has to go to the mikvah at nighttime, leil Yom Kippur. But to be completely tahor, the Gemara continues, v'ha bay ha'erev shemesh. You need sunset. Part of the entire process is going to the mikvah and having Harav Shemesh. If he goes to the mikvah at nighttime, Leil Yom Kippur, there's no sunset, he's not completely tahar. So how's he able to do that boda? So it must be on the day 7, Erev Yom Kippur, during the daytime, is when he goes to the mikvah, and then there's sunset, and then he's able to do the avoda, Beis HaMikdash, that very next day.
But isn't that case of all the Nida specification is regardless the Yom HaShvi, Yom HaKippurim, the Yom HaShmini. So this different avoda that you need to do that now we cannot do during those 7 days, which is part of the process until the Yom HaKippurim, because of that case. So, or do you just speak specifically about the Yom HaShmini and in regards to Tuma and the Yom HaShmini, but what about all in between? If is this is the case that it was Baal Nida and by mistake, not by mistake, and he needs to be tovah by Yom HaShvi baboker, not by.
In Achanami, that the 7 days where he does all the avoda,
he needs to be died. No, right. That all goes 3 times a day.
Right. No, those 7 days that he goes to the mikvah, the 7 days before Yom Kippur, where he's doing the avoda, he doesn't have to do the avoda. If let's say it turned out to be tameh,
it doesn't have to do that. But I'm sure there's some kind of a dot that he has to do in kedusha level.
No, but then you have to ask then you have to ask the question the whole year round. I mean, he can never have tashrish.
I'm not asking the question in regards to what they say right now as a separation subject, as to process, to understand the process. I don't know what's the rules and what's the hukim, what's the avodot, but I assume that because he's Kohen Gadol, automatically has a higher level of Kedusha than the others, and automatically is doing a little bit different things than the others, and automatically needs to be in a different Tahara level than the others. So if this is the case, that he did Tashmish and now he's Safek Nida, not Safek Nida, so they speak only about the eighth day here, the Yom HaKippurim.
I understand.
What about in between?
No, thanks. So if he would be a Safek Nida and a Chanami, he couldn't do the Avodah during those 7 days of preparation.
Any Avodah?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's obvious.
I think so.
Okay. The Gemara here says, calls him a Rasha for being Baal a Safek Nida. This Gemara above Metzia, I think towards the end of Metzia, that says, Darshan's Baruch HaTabuecha, Baruch HaTabuetzisecha. It says Shalo Tavo Shalo something Ishto something Nida Shalavadar or something like that. The Gemara recognizes the challenge. There's apparently some type of, I think Rashi says, like Libo Nokfo, like your person's heart has struggles with if the wife is a Suffolk need, that's why it's Dafka. Rashi says that
it's a Vada.
Yeah, because if it's a Vada need, that's easy to refer to a Vada need. A Suffolk need, they're
justified. Rashi says,
it's hard because the mind justified. Gemara here calls him a Russia.
Okay. I hear you're saying. So it might depend on Parag Aleph of Tanya, which I'm not being bucking, what's considered a Russia, what's not considered a Russia. Right? That's the first parag.
Russia is well. What his name said? Rava.
Benoni.
And then he gives all the example of who's considered Russia. Benoni doesn't have even Avon Bitul Torah, meaning you had the time to learn Torah and you didn't. That's a Rasha by Torah terms. So forget about that.
What the Tanya says basically, a Rasha is defined as someone who is
Eitzi Hara Congress. But in regards to the Nefesh, in Tumata Nefesh, because you want to swim soil clothing, that you met with the Nefesh in regards to that. It's not its foundation. Later on, it's explained. It's
we'll get
worried yet.
No, but the idea being, when he explained, at least the Tanya explained, that when they're when a person is overcome by Yetzer Hara, that's called a Rasha. So, okay. But interesting connection between this Gemara and that. That saying Gemara, by the way, is a source, according to some, that of Gilgulim, or it's against Gilgulim. There's a Rashash there who says that Gemara seems, I forget exactly how that is, but seems to be against Gilgulim, and Hasidim apparently don't learn Rashash in light of that sigula. Rashash is one of the achronim on the back. Based on that, one of those, I have to look what it is again. But he says, we learn from here that there's no Gilgulim. So they don't learn. Gilgulim, you know what Gilgulim is? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So says the Gemara now. So we see from here the fact that we're trying to learn from here that a bol nida, it cannot be nida itself, because if a bol nida is mamish akanida, he would have to go in nighttime. And if he goes at nighttime, which to do the calculations ends up being Leil Yom Kippur, there's no sunset for him to experience, and he wouldn't be completely tahor. The Kohen Gadol wouldn't be completely tahor. So it must be the Bolni that goes to the mikveh during the daytime, and then he has the sunset as Leil Yom Kippur sets in, and then he's able to do the avodah. El lav shmamina, says the Gemara, Bolni da eino kinida. So Rav Simi bin Harda Amar afilu tema Bolni da kinida. Dimafrishin le sha acha samach l'shkiyat zechama. No. It is, you have to go at nighttime. But when we say 7 days, it's really 8 days beforehand. We do slightly more Shkia Sachama. So really, let's say on the second day of Tishrei, he's separated, but slightly before Shkia. So you have day one, a little bit, a few moments of the last day, and then you do counting up the days. Ends up being on day nine, Leil Chi, the ninth, at night, that's when you go to the mikvah. And then you have the sunset of the Leil Yom Kippur sets in, and then ends up being 7 days. He goes at nighttime, and everything's fine. Now, this machlok is whether Bol Nida Kenida is a very lumdisha discussion here. There's a larger discussion in the Gemara's in Nida, and they've shown him how much a Bol Nida is like a Nida. The bal nida, does it simply have the din, has a tum of nida, or does a bal nida mamish become a nida? Obviously, physically it can't be, but mamish just becomes a nida. So the Rashi, I think on tomorrow's daf, he has this line that he says. I don't know where this line is exactly. There's this line that he says a bol nida is kiyote megufo. There's type of, there are two types of tumas. There's certain tumas that is miyote megufo, that comes out of the body. That's a nida, a bakari, a zava zava. And there's another type of tumas is when you touch something. Zav is, no, zav is a man who sees something like bakari, but a little bit different than a bakari.
What?
A zav, there's a zava and a zava and a nida, both women. Nida is when a woman sees the dam.
What is zava?
Zava is a woman who sees nida when she shouldn't be seeing dam.
Okay.
A zav, balkari is both in a man, but it comes like a zav is more of like a sickness that causes something to come out of him. Okay. I'm sort of describe the difference. Okay. So those types of things are yotzei megufo. Tuma comes from their body. There's another tumor where you touch something, touching a sheretz or a nevela or a mace, that's tumas maga. There's tumas maga and there's tumas yotzei megufo.
Tumas what?
Tumas maga, like negia, and tumas yotzei megufo. So Rashi later on, I think it's Dav Zayin, says that a bol nida is categorized as one of the yotzei megufos. Bol nida is not yotzei megufo, it's tumas maga. So in fact, that Rashi calls it tumas yotzei megufo, it's understood that Rashi thinks that bol nida mamish becomes a nida himself, and we view it as if he's a yotzei megufo. And the number of nafkaminas that come out of there. Interesting dinim. I'm
thinking of a nafkamina. I'm trying to think of a nafkamina. Just thinking, farchakos could be a nafkamina, but presumably not, because the person he would have been in Boal is either be his wife, unless it was Boal someone else.
Right. It comes up, there's a Gemara in Bechoros that says, Chalas Chutzlaretz. Chalas Chutzlaretz, which is only a din derabanan, is only metame from a person who's tame yotzei megufa. So depending how you categorize it, I think it's a Radbaz who says something, a nafkamina like that. Okay, so back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Meisive, the bottom of Vavam and Aleph, Meisive, Kol chayvi tvilas, all those who are chayv in tvila, tvilasim bayom, has to be during the daytime. However, nida v'yoledes, Tvilasim Malayla. Those are the two exceptions. Like Mark is a wonderful raya that nida in, only nida requires the nighttime, and bol nida lo, but bol nida does not have to go the nighttime, rather the day. Says the Gemara, no, nida v'chol da'asim miribuya. No, nida and anything that comes from the nida, namely bol nida, which comes from the nida itself, they all require nighttime tefillah. So there's no raya from that brisa. The Gemara attempts to bring another raya. Meisiva really asks a question. Baal keri kamage sheretz. And a bol nida is kitame mace. So what's this comparison? What do you mean bal carries like a sheret and a bol nida is like a tumas mace? My lav la tefillah, must it not be talking about the tefillah? So bal carry and tumas sheret both go during the daytime. And bol nida is like tame mace that, let's see, where's this Rashi? They both go during the daytime also, no? Yes, look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Bal keri kamage sheretz, litvol b'yom tumaso. The day they become tamei, that very same day you could go to the mikvah, but b'yom. Kidamrinu b'perek elu devarim b'psachim. U'bol nida katai meis, litvol b'yom shvi, alma tova b'yom. And the bol nida is similar to a meis, tumas meis, where they're both 7 days, and the seventh day, during the daytime, you go to the mikvah. So we see here, it sounds like you're supposed to go during the daytime of bol nida. Says the Gemara, no. Lo, litumason, in terms of the tumah. Meaning that both the Balkari and Sheret are Tamei one day, and a Bol Nida and a Tumas Meis is Tamei 7 days. Gemara says, what do you mean? Tumason Behedya Ksibahu. Ksibahu Hai Tumas Shiva Ksibay, Vahai Tumas Shiva Ksibay. Look in the Psukim.
No, but the Tumatan, the Alk should say that in regards to the level of Tuma, not to the time of Tuma.
Who says that?
The Alk school Shiva, the Tumatan. Shiva Al Keri, Dino.
Okay.
Rashi says both. Rashi
seems to
see
both.
I see, okay. So we see there, we're equating the tumas. So Gemara says, what do you need the brisa to tell me what the din of tumah is? I can read the psukim. The psukim say explicitly that sheretz and balkari are both tame one day and are only rishon, as you said. And the bol nida and tumei meis are both 7 days, and it's tumas av. So that can't be what the brises teach me, because that's my first apostle. Brises don't tell me what psukim tell me.
Ela
lav shma must be the tefillas, and must be we're comparing the tefillas. That bol nida is like a tumas meis that goes during the daytime. Brises says no, liol, not true. It's really liolam the tumasan. We're comparing them in terms of the tumah. And the sefer is tzrich le. There's a sefer that was needed to teach me. There is a chiddush here. Sefer is the end of the braisa, right? So what's the sefer is tzrich le? We need to teach me something in the sefer. Ela shechamer mimenu bal nida shemitami mishkav v'moshav betumakala tamei ochlin mashna. Take that slow. You're right that bal nida and tamei are the same. That they're tamei 7 days. And they're both avatuma, but the Brisa adds there's a difference that bol nida is more machmir than tami meis. What's the chumra? So again, shechamer mimenu bol nida. Bol nida is more chamer. Shemitame mishkav moshev bituma. That's mitame. If like, let's say a bol nida sits on a bed, even on 10 beds on top of each other, and a chair, it's mitame the chair itself to mitame somebody else. Mituma kala tami ochlin mashkin. So let's look at Rashi for a little clarification here. Top Rashi says, Shematame Mishkav Moshav, I feel Eser Matzo, Zuo Gavzu, even 10 mattresses on top of each other, but Tame Mace, Ainu Matame El Mago. So let's say you have 10 mattresses piled on top of each other, and a person who's Tame Mace sits on the top one, only the top one's Tame, because Tumas Mace only transfers through Mago. But if a Bol Nida sits on top of the 10 mattresses, all 10 mattresses get Tuma.
Even though it's about woman, she's in Ida.
I think the pasuk is also by a woman as well. I think so. Yeah.
What's today? You know, today I don't know if it's you know this.
No, we don't have the tuma. We don't apply the tuma like we did then. We don't have tyros. We don't have kachim.
Yeah, like, you cannot walk in. I mean, you should lock them in a small room.
No, I'm saying that it's really almost scary. These things you can't say to women, but there are pasuk that
you can.
Okay, you can. I won't. There are pasuk that a woman who's a nida can't go to shul. Can't go to shul.
So, she cannot walk around the house.
She can, but it just be loud.
Never allowed to walk around the house.
According to your iron fist, the way you run it. And also Hagba, when you do Hagba, you look into there, a woman who's nida is not supposed to look into the Sefer Torah. And a woman who's...
Instead by looking at Mitame.
See, these are like mystical things. I don't know how these things, but it's brought down the halacha.
She's supposed to wear different clothing also.
She can't go to the base kvaros. She can't go to the cemetery. So a lot of these things, I'm not sure why that. I don't understand that one, but they're both tuma. But
now the women have been liberated.
Yeah, big time.
Okay, so we see sitting on top of 10 mattresses, a bol nida is going to, like, his tuma is going to penetrate through all 10 mattresses. And the next Rashi says, Litami ochlin umashkin. So, lo litami adam v'kelim kishar kol osem mishkav v'moshev. So, there are other types of tumas that are mitame the bed or its chair. Those things have a higher level of tumah that they're able to mitame not only food and drink, but it's able to normally mitame a person and kelim, which are harder to mitame. The bol nida has a lesser level, that the bed and the chair he sits on is only able to mitame food and drinks, but it cannot be mitame man, a person, and kelim. Let's just finish the Rashi to get this clearly in Rashi. About bol nida, ksibbe ko mishkav asher yishkav alav yitama, niskan akasab mitumas mechamura, the mishkav nida, asma shemitame adam. Okay, it's actually confusing. This is really quoting Gemara Nida, I think, which explains how we see that bol nida is slightly different than an actual nida. While a real nida is mitame the bed, and the bed is so much tuminit, the bed can be mitame a person, a bol nida who sits on a bed, the bed cannot be mitame a person, only something like food and drink, which can become tame much more easily than anything else. Okay. So that's, again, why we needed this brisa. There's no raya from this brisa that a bol nida has to be tovel either at day or during the night. There's no raya either way. Mark continues, Tashma, 4 lines down. Ditani Rebbe Yechiya v'hazov v'hazova v'amitzora v'amitzaras v'bol nida. All those v'tami meis tfilasan bayom nida v'yoledes tfilasan balayla tiyufta. Here we have a very explicit brisa that states that a bol nida is on the list of the tumas that are tovel daytime, not during the nighttime. So this is a tiyufta, an unanswerable question. To the opinion who thought that they can be, that they should be tovel by night. Okay. Says the Gemara now. So the Gemara is so concerned to separate the Kohen Gadol from his wife, so lest she be found to be Nidan, he's Tame for 7 days. So why not separate him from every single person? So look at Rashi, yeah?
The Gemara's last Tashma seems to be a raya to the one who says that a bowl nid is not like a nida, right?
Correct.
The prior Gemara, where we brought the bowl nid as ketame meis. So it came out that also not for tefillah, but in a way it does have a chumra like a nida atzma, because it comes out that even though tamei meis can't be metame b'moshav b'mishkav moshav, the bol nida can. So in some ways it comes out it does have chumras beyond a regular tamei meis, but not to the level of a true nida, because we're saying not latfilah san, right?
Not latfilah san, and also not the mishkav moshav that's created by a nida itself is also more machmir than the mishkav moshav of a bol nida.
So both of these are rayas, it's not like not like a nida.
Right, okay. And that seems to be supported by this tashma now. That's only by yom. Okay, so the Gemara says now, V'ad sheta mafrisho mitumas beso, hafrishu mitumas ames. So we've been so concerned to separate the Kohen Gadol from his wife for 7 days, lest she mitame him. So have him separate from anyone. Shouldn't there be concern? Look at Rashi. V'ad sheta mafrisho mitumas beso, v'shar kol adam ha-nichnasim v'yotzin etzlo. People who come visit him, the other Kohanim who are helping him with preparing for the 7 days, hafrishu mitumas ames. Nobody should be able to visit him. He should be completely cut off from mankind for 7 days, because someone might just drop dead and he's going to be tummy mace and he won't be able to perform the avoda.
Tummy mace, it's like by distance from your mate in the same room. How
right.
Does it go?
So there's two ways to be metame tummy mace, either by touching the tummy mace,
that's for sure.
Right, and ohel. You know, ohel's also, right? So in ohel, the tent, so if you're in the same room, so in the same building, perhaps even, it could be metame you as well. At the same time, the Beis HaMikdash had no roof, right? It had no roof. So I wonder how the ohel exactly worked there. Maybe in his lishka, I imagine his chamber where he stayed in, had a roof there. But other areas didn't. So maybe no one should go into his room, but maybe outside? I don't know how it works. I really just thinking about it right now. Either way, so the Gemara wants to know, why don't we separate every single person from the Kohen Gadol, lest they drop dead in front of him and metame him to Masmix. So Amar Rav Tachlifa Avua de Rav Huna, Mishmei de Rava. Zosumaris, this is what comes to tell us, that Tuma Hames Hutra Hi Betzibur. That Tuma Hames is Hutra. What's Hutra mean? Hutra means completely mutter. When it comes to Karbanos Tzibur, things that are on the Tzibur, on the communal level, we don't even acknowledge the concept of Tumah. Tumah is completely erased, off the radar, let him become Tameh, and it's not, but only Tumah's Mace, not Tumah, not all Tumah's, Tumah's Mace in particular, but not Tumah's Bol Nida. So that's why it's not a concern. Let him die, it's fine. Ravina Amar, no. Afilu Tema Tumah's Hameis Dechuyahi. Even you want to say Tumas Hameis is not Hutra, it's not completely ignored, but it's Dechuyo. Dechuyo means, let's look at Rashi's. Wait on Rashi's. Tumas Dechuyo means we push it off. That Tumas is a real serious concern, but in certain circumstances we're able to push it off. We acknowledge the Tumas, we try to push it off. So we acknowledge it, we try to push it off, so we should still, the best thing to do is to avoid Tumas at all. So you should still separate anybody from him. Whereas even if you assume Tumas Hameis is a Dechuyahi, because Tumas Meis, it's very unlikely a person is going to just drop dead. Yeah, people die all the time, but we don't assume just any single person drops dead. As opposed to Tumas Beisa, whose wife becoming Tameh, happens every 30 days, she becomes Tameh. So it's more frequent.
But the chances of her being him being bald while she's Tameh is very frequent, especially if they keep her chapas. I mean, it's extraordinarily unlikely. It's interesting, the Gemara seems to. It looks at just how the Toma is created, not how the Toma results in his.
But I guess the point is that that a woman is Becheskas Sing Dam. She's a woman who goes off and on. It's part of a cycle, it's something normal. So even though, let's say, she's on this time, she just went to the mikvah 2 days ago, let's say, and it's very, very unlikely she's going to see Dam Nida again, but still the nature of her body is continuing to off and on, off and on, off and on. As opposed to a person, there's no, unless we know he's sick, there's no reason to assume there's any Tumas Meis coming. Okay. Says the Gemara now. So this machlokas about Tuma Hutra B'tzibur, Tuma Dechuyah B'tzibur, in fact, is a machlokas, very important machlokas. This is the main source of it. Itmar, Tuma Sameis. Rav Nachman Omar Hutra Hibetzibur. It's Hutra when there's too much mace, it's completely off the radar. It's completely mutter. You don't have to be concerned with it. Rav Sheshet Omar Duchu Hibetzibur. No, we allow a person to perform the avoda while there's tuma there, but Duchu with great hesitance. So you look at Rashi, Duchu Hibetzibur. So he says, Afa Pisha Carbon Tibur Dochel. So even though the carbon Tibur could be Dochel, the tuma there, Bekushi Hutra. It's with great difficulty and great hesitance that we permit you to do it. Below heter gomer, it's not a complete blanket heter. But chol mad matzina lahadure, and then we can try to go back and try to fix it and avoid the tumah madrinan shiasha betara. We try the best to perform it betara. So the Gemara explains this machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet as follows: Hey chadika tumeim v'tahorin in a situation where there are some kohanim which are tameh. And some kohanim that are tahorim b'hahu beis av, in that particular beis av. So we spoke about the beis av. We had a mishmer. So in each mishmar was a whole group of family during the week, and within the week there was a like smaller family that had it each day. So within one beis av, let's say it was a Sunday. Look at Rashi b'hahu beis av, that last Rashi. She'ovid bo'so yom, that family that's working for that day. Let's say on a Sunday. Actually, we could forget that. That's a later line of Rashi, later line of Gemara. So in that, let's say Sunday, where that family that's working, some of them are Taran, some of them are Tamei, Chuli Alma lo pliga de Taran of the Tameim lo avdi. Everybody agrees, even Rav Sheshes will agree, even Rav Nachman rather will agree, that better to use the Taran and not use the Tameim. Once you have the option, go for the Taran. Ki pligi, when do they argue, la duri la suya tormi beis abachrina. Let's say the Beis Av, the family that works on Sunday, they're all Tameh. So do you have to go now look to the Monday family or the Tuesday family to get some of those Kohanim who are Tar? Or no, once the Beis Av has already established his day on Sundays, we don't look anywhere else. Rav Nachman says, in the Hutra B'tzibur, no need to look any further. But according to Rav Sheshes, who says, no, it's only the Chuy B'tzibur, yes, you should look to the Monday or the Tuesday families, have Tohorim from them, better for them to perform the Voda than nobody else. Now, if it happens to be the entire week, the family, they're all Tamei, so then he'll let you to do the avoda even b'tumah. So Rav Nachman, I just said it all outside. Rav Nachman Amar had tohu b'tzibur, v'lom hadrinan. You don't have to look for anybody else. Rav Sheshet Amar duchuya b'tzibur, v'madrinan. No, it's only duchuya, and therefore you should look for another kohen who's tower in that another family, another day. Let's just go a couple more lines. Ikadami. Other version of the machlokes is da'afilu heicha ikatarun b'tumeim. Even in a case where there are Tamei and Tahar people, Behu Beisav, Pligi, there's such a machlokas. There Rav Nachman Amar, of Dinami Tameim. You don't have to. Again, the family is working on Sunday. Some of the brothers are Tamei, some of them are Tahar. Rav Nachman says, even the Tamei people are allowed to do a Voda, there's no need to look for one of the Tahorim people in that very same family, because the Chol Tuma Meis B'tzibur Rachman Asharya. The Torah said a blanket hat there every single case, whenever they're talking about a carbon tzibur, Tumas Meis is not even recognized, and anybody's allowed to do the avoda.
We said it in Pesachim.
Yes, we did see it in Pesachim.